예, 안녕하십니까.
Hello, everyone.
많이 피곤하시죠?
Oh, you're very tired, right?
한국 오면 사람들을 피곤하게 만듭니다.
When people come to Korea, you know, I make them tired.
한국 사람들 피곤하게 살고 있습니다.
You know, Korean people live very tiringly.
한국 사람이 제일 좋아하는 건 안식입니다.
And so, what Korean people love the most is rest.
사람들이 안식을 찾지 못하고 있습니다.
But there are people, they are unable to find rest.
예, 제가 인생에 대한 것을 잘 모르지만
And so I don't know about life very well.
인생의 불행한 많은 조건들을 조사해 왔습니다.
And so but I searched the conditions for misery in life.
근데 그 불행한 많은 조건은 반드시 원인이 있습니다.
And so but for those conditions of misery there is always a cause.
옛날에 사람들은 병에 대해 잘 몰랐습니다.
People long time ago did not know about diseases very well.
왜 말라리아에 걸리는지.
Why you would get malaria.
아니면 왜 폐렴에 걸리는지.
Or why you would get pneumonia.
그런 이제 그 뭐야 원인을 잘 몰랐습니다.
Now, people didn't know the cause for these things.
아프리카에 가면은
In Africa,
아시겠지만 정글에 들어갈 때
As you know, when you enter into the woods,
반드시 긴 팔 옷을 입어야
You have to wear long sleeve clothes.
정글에 채채파리라는 파리가 있는데
Because in the woods they have the tsetse fly.
그 채채파리가 사람을 뭅니다.
The tsetse fly it bites a person.
근데 그 채채파리에 깨물리면 사람들이 깊이 잠이 들어요.
And once you're bitten by the tsetse fly, you fall into a deep sleep.
제가 오늘 저녁에 제 옆에 왔던 형 학생 하나가 채채파리에 물렸는가 내가 생각했어요.
You know, tonight the student who was sitting next to me, maybe he was bitten by the tsetse fly.
그래서 채채파리는 물리면 사람이 계속 잠을.
And so if a person gets bitten by the tsetse fly, he just keeps sleeping.
하루 자고,
sleeps for a day,
이틀 자고,
for 2 days,
3일 자고,
for 3 days,
일주일 자고,
for a week,
열흘 자고,
for 10 days,
그러다 굶어 죽어요.
And then he starves to death.
채채파리에 깨 물린 사람 막 두드려 깨와 가지고 입을 막 벌레가 먹이 주지 않으면 굶어 죽어요.
Unless you strike the person to wake him up and force feed him, that person will starve to death.
그래서 이제 채채파리를 계속해서 연구하기 시작해요.
And so people study the tsetse fly.
나중에 알고 보면 채채파리 그 주둥이에 벌레가.
Later on, they found out there were bugs on the mouth of the tsetse fly.
채채파리가 사람을 딱 물 때,
and when the tsetse fly bites a person,
그 주둥이 있는 벌레가 사람 속으로 파고들어.
The bugs inside of that tsetse fly's mouth digs into the person.
근데 그 벌레는 어디로 찾아가냐면,
but that bugs goes to where?
정확하게 등골로 찾아.
It precisely goes to the person's vertebrae.
매일매일 맛있다고 등골을 뜯어먹어요.
And every day he says it's so delicious and chews away at the person's vertebrae.
사람이 깊이 잠이 든다.
Then the person falls deep asleep.
옛날에 그런 사실 전혀 몰랐던 사람들은
Long time ago, people who didn't know about these things at all
왜 채채판에 물리면 잠든 그걸 알지 못해요.
They had no idea why, what happens in a way, why they fall asleep when they get bit by the tsetse fly.
사람들은 그런 것들을 전부 다 연구를 해서 발표를 합니다.
But people, they would study these things and they would explain why this happened.
이제 우리가 너희 잘 아는 말라리아라는 그 병도
And even the disease of malaria that we know about
똑같은 현상이라.
It's the exact same way.
이제 우리가 말라리아 모기에 깨 물리면
And so if you're stung by a malaria mosquito
보통 이제 건강한 사람 잘 이겨내지만
And the most healthy people can overcome it easily.
여행을 하는 사람이나 피곤한 사람 말라리아 병을 이기는 못해.
But people who are traveling or people who are tired, they're unable to overcome the malaria germs.
근데 아프리카에 모기에 안 물린다는 거의 불가능해요.
And but in Africa, it's almost impossible to not get bitten by a mosquito.
제가 저 뭡니까 남미에 가서
I went to South America
한 도시에, 한 시골에 갔는데,
and I went to the countryside
거기에는 파리가 모기 얼마나 많은
and there were so many mosquitoes
파리 모기가 실컷 붙어요
and so my arm would be all covered with mosquitoes dark and so I swipe my hand and my hand would be filled with mosquitoes
아, 저는 거기만큼 모기가 많은 줄 몰랐어요
and I've never seen a place with so many mosquitoes
근데 여러분 이 모기 주둥이 있는 벌레가 몸속에 들어 말라리아를 만들어요.
And so the bugs on the mouth of the mosquito enters your body and it forms malaria.
제가 한번 탄자니아에 갔는데
Once I went to Tanzania.
탄자니아 이제 그 전날 남아프리카 공화국에서 잠을 잤어요.
And but the day before I went to Tanzania, I went to sleep in South Africa.
그 남아공은 좀 추운 날씨가 있어가지고.
And in South Africa it was a little cold.
춥게 지냈는데.
And so I was kind of cold there.
이제 탄자니아 딱 내리니까 탄자니아 사모님 날 보고 아 목사님 왜 그랬습니까?
And then when I got off in Tanzania, the pastor's wife in Tanzania asked me, Pastor, what's wrong?
어제 내가 남아온 좀에 춥게 잤더니 감기 걸린 것 같다고.
I said, I think I have the cold because it was kind of cold in South Africa last night.
사모님 막 깜짝 놀랐어.
But the missionary's wife, she was stunned.
목사님 여기는 아프리카입니다.
Pastor, this is Africa.
큰일 납니다.
You're going to be in big trouble.
당장 끌려서 병원에 갔어요.
And she dragged me right away to the hospital.
제가 병원을 뭐 기절할 뻔했어요.
And when I went to the hospital, I was shocked.
병원 이런 병원이 있는가 싶어서.
I thought, what kind of a hospital is this?
근데 의사가 제 귀를 바늘로 찔렀어요.
And then the doctor took a needle and poked my ear.
그래서 유리판에다가 피를 짜서
and squeezed a drop of blood onto a glass slide.
그 유리판에 있는 거 전등불에 그걸 다 말렸어요.
And then the blood on the slide, he swiped it and dried it under the electric light.
다시 이제 염색약에 집어넣었어요.
And then he dipped it in iodine.
네, 다 그걸 끄집어내 다시 이제 불에 말렸어요.
And then he pulled it out and dried it under the light again.
그래서 현미경에 갖다 대봤어요.
And then he looked at it under the microscope.
그러 보니까 말라리아라는 거.
And it was malaria.
저 현미경 좀 보면 되냐고.
I said, could I look in the microscope?
그래서 말라리아 이제 균을 볼 수가 있었어.
And so we were able to see the malaria germs.
의사가 판시다라는 약 세 알을 제게 줬는데.
The doctor gave me three pills of Fansida medicine.
마치 시작 이제 말라리아 시작 그 세 개 먹고 병이 저절로.
And so it was the start of malaria. So I took those three pills and I was completely healed.
근데 여러분 우리 인생 삶 속에서
And so everyone inside of our lives
불행이란 게 우리에게 다가오는데
Misery comes upon us
물론 암이나 병 이런 것도 불행의 원인입니다.
Of course cancer and diseases these are causes of misery.
그러나 여러분 아무리 건강해도
But even, no matter how healthy you are
마음에 이제 문제가 일어나면
If you have problems inside of the heart
그러면 여러분이 불행하지 않을래야 않을 수가 없는.
And even though you try not to be miserable, you cannot help it.
그런 그런 어려움이 언제 어떻게 다가올지 전혀 모르는.
And so we have no idea when those hardships will come to us.
우리 마음에 그런 비중을 크게 두는 그 무서운 비극들은.
And so those tragedies that take a big place inside of our hearts
거의 대부분 악령의 작용이 되어진다는 사실을 저는 알게 됐어요.
I came to know that those things happen for the most part through the evil spirit.
제가 전주 교도소에 갔을 때
When I went to the Jeonju prison
거기에 한 젊은 부인을 만났어요.
I met a lady there.
이 부인은 자기 남편과 이제 몇 달 안에 서너 달 된 갓난 아기를 칼로 찔러 죽였어.
And so this lady, she had stabbed to death her husband and also her newborn baby.
그리고 여자라도 이 아이도 막 겁이 나는 거예요.
And so even though she was a woman, I felt scared to talk to her.
남편은 뭐 싸우거나 다투거나 의견 아마 과거나 그랬었지만.
Yeah, that may happen with your husband because you got into a fight or you argued, you know, you had different opinions.
태어난 지 몇 달 안 되는 그 갓난 아기를 어떻게 찔러 죽이지?
But how did she stab to death the newborn baby only a few months old?
그 이제 둘이 방에 이야기를 하는데.
And so the two of us were talking in a room.
겁이 나더라.
It scared me.
물론 그 여자 칼도 가지고 있지 않지만.
Of course, she didn't have a knife.
여자가 어떻게 자기 딸하고 자기 남편을 찔러준 그 이야기를 두 시간 동안 울면서 자세히 이야기.
And so this woman tearfully explained to me in detail for 2 hours how she killed her husband and her baby.
여러분 제가 그 여자 그 부인의 이야기를 듣고.
As I listened to this woman's story.
굉장히 많은 걸 배웠어.
I learned many many things.
그 이야기는 단순했어.
And it was a very simple story.
이제 결혼해서 남편과 더불어 행복하게 살.
And so she got married and she was living happily with her husband.
그리고 이제 첫째 딸을 낳았어요.
And then she had her first daughter.
그리고 두 번째 딸을 낳았어요.
And then she had her second daughter.
지금 말라위에 있는 김성경 선교사인데.
And there is missionary Kim Sung-kyung in Malawi right now.
그때 그 부인도 김성경 선교사 어머니 세상 얼마 전 떠나셨죠? 어머니하고 아주 가깝게 지냈어요.
And so that lady back then, she was a close friend of missionary Kim Sung-kyung's mother, who is now passed away.
김성경 선교사 형 한경이가 날 때,
And so when missionary Kim Sung-kyung's older brother Han-kyung was born,
그 옆에 사는 그 부인은 딸을 낳았어요.
And so that lady, she was their neighbor, and she had her first daughter.
그 다음에 두 번째 김성경 선교사 어머니가 두 번째 아들 둘은 나 첫째 아들이 한계 두 번째 난 아들이 김성경.
And so missionary Kim Sung-kyung's mother had her second son. Her firstborn was Han-kyung, and her second child was missionary Kim Sung-kyung.
그래 이제 옆집에 살고 있었는데.
And that lady was their neighbor.
어느 날 이제 교회 나오자 이야기를 했어.
And one day she asked, "Hey, come to church with us."
처음에 와서 말씀 듣고 너무 좋았어.
She came in the beginning. She listened to the word. It was really good.
근데 이제 무슨 일이 있냐 그다음에 마음이 변해서 말씀을 거부했어.
But for some reason, her heart changed, and she began to refuse the word.
그래 둘이 점점 사이가 멀어졌나.
And then the two of them, you know, grew further and further apart.
이분이 피해 다니고 그랬어.
And this lady began to avoid them.
김성경 선교사를 낳을 때 그 비슷한 시기에 이분도 딸을 낳았어.
And so around the time missionary Kim Sung-kyung was born, that lady also had her second daughter.
그 딸을 두 번째 딸을 낳고 난 뒤부터 이제 일이 일어나기 시작.
And so problem arose after she had her second daughter.
다른 사람은 잘 이해를 못 하지만
other people don't understand this very well.
이제 그 첫째 딸은 이제 아기 낳기 때문에 친정에 갖다 데려다 주고
And so because now she had just given birth to her first, second daughter, the first daughter she left off with her parents' house.
두 번째 딸을 낳아 병원에서 며칠 이제 조리를 했어.
And so she just had her second daughter and she recuperated in the hospital for a few days.
그래서 이제 병원에 퇴원해서 아기를 안고 차를 타고 이제 집으로 왔어.
And so when she was discharged from the hospital, she held her baby, get in the car, and came home.
그래서 남편하고 아내하고 딸, 갓난 딸하고 셋이 사는 거예요.
And so she was living at home with her husband and her newborn baby, just the three of them.
아침에 남편은 직장에 나갔어요.
And in the morning, her husband would go to work.
이 부인은 혼자 집에 나와서 아기를 돌봤어요.
And this lady, she was home alone with her newborn baby.
병원에 퇴원한 지 얼마 안 됐기 때문에
And it hadn't been long since she just came out of the hospital.
이제 몸이 좋지 않았어요.
Her body was not that well.
그래 남편이 직장 가고 난 뒤에 아침에 다시 누워서 잠을 한 잠 잤어요.
And after her husband would go to work, she would go back to bed and sleep a little more.
그래 이제 10시쯤 일어나서
And she would wake up around 10.
설거지를 하고
And she would do the dishes.
그다음에 이제 청소를 하고
And she would clean the house.
그리고 아기를 목욕을 시켰어요.
And then she bathed the baby.
물통에 다 따뜻한 물을 한 통 받아가지고
And then she got a basin full of warm water.
아기를 그 물에 잠갔어.
And she dipped the baby in the water.
그래서 이제 비누물로 고운 비누물로 아기를 닦았어.
And she took soft soap and cleaned the baby.
다시 물로 헹긴 뒤에
And then after rinsing the baby with water.
침대 위에다가 수건을 깔았어.
She laid the towels on top of the bed.
아기를 들어 침대 위에 올려놨어.
And she picked up her baby and laid the baby on top of the bed.
수건을 닦아가지고 이제 수건을 싸서
And wiped the baby with a towel and wrapped the baby with a towel and laid the baby down.
아기가 잠이 들었어요.
And then the baby fell asleep.
잠자는 아기는 너무 너무 예뻐 보여.
And the baby looked so beautiful sleeping.
참 사람이 그래요.
And you know that's how people are.
어느 여자든지 간에.
No matter who the woman is.
자기 아이 못생겼다는 여자 아무도 없어요.
I've never met a woman who says her baby is ugly.
그래 한국 속담에 고슴도치도 지새끼는 예쁘다 그런데.
No, there's a Korean proverb that says even the porcupine says his baby is cute.
근데 여자는 자기야 모르는데.
And so this woman, she didn't know it.
애기가 너무 예쁜 거야.
Her baby was so cute.
그냥 예쁘다 정도가 아니야.
It wasn't just cute.
애기를 막 수건을 싸서
She wrapped the baby in a towel and laid the baby on the bed. And then she rubbed her face against the baby's face. And she would kiss the baby, hold the baby.
그렇게 아이가 예쁘고 예쁠 수가 없어.
And the baby was so cute and so precious.
보통 엄마가 뭐 우리 딸 예뻐, 우리 딸 잘나서 그 정도가 아니고.
You know, it wasn't just the mother saying my baby is pretty, my baby is cute.
여자의 마음이 그 딸의 예쁜데 다 빠져들어.
And this woman had completely lost all of her heart to the beauty of this baby.
근데.
But.
그런 생각 어떻게 만들지 아무도 몰라요.
Nobody knows where these kinds of thoughts come from.
여러분들 마음에서 이런저런 생각들이 많이 떠오르지요.
And the various thoughts arise inside of your hearts, right?
여러분 그 생각이 왜 떠오르는지 생각해 본 적 별로 없지요.
And I'm sure you haven't really thought about why those thoughts arise in you.
근데 그때 여자 마음에 이상한 생각 하나 떠올랐어요.
But right then, a strange thought arose inside of this woman.
너무 예쁜 우리 아기.
My beautiful little baby.
우리 아기 너무 예쁘다.
My baby is so precious.
근데 무슨 생각이 떠오르냐면
But what thought came to her was
이상한 생각이 떠올랐어.
A strange thought came to her.
이렇게 예쁜 아기.
My baby is so beautiful.
누가 칼로 찔러 죽이면 어떡하지?
What if somebody stabs this baby to death?
누가 그 여자를 칼로 찔러 죽여서 갖다 내기를?
Who would stab this newborn baby to death?
근데 갑자기 그 생각이 일어난 거예요.
But suddenly she had this thought.
우리 너무 예쁜 애기.
Oh my precious baby.
누가 칼로 찔러주면 어떡하지?
What am I going to do if somebody stabs you to death?
여러분 잘 알아야 합니다.
Everyone, you have to know this.
여러분 속에 일어난 수없이 많은 생각들이 있습니다.
There are many thoughts that arise inside of you.
근데 이제 여러분 이 마인드를 정확히 배우고 나면
But once you precisely learn about the mind,
여러분들이 그게 왜 이런 원인을 점점 알게 돼.
Then you will get to know the reason why those thoughts arise in you.
그리고 여러분 그런 일을 정확히 알아서 이걸 배우면
And when you precisely learn and get to know about these things,
여러분 속에 이런 일어나는 세계 악한 그 뭐야 불행을 얼마든지 막을 수
Then you can block the misery and the sadness that comes from these wicked thoughts.
근데 안타깝게 대부분의 사람들은 마음의 세계를 잘 몰라.
But sadly, most people don't know about the world of the heart.
아마 여러분들 모르는 분들이 많을 거예요.
And I'm sure many of you also don't know.
그 마음의 세계를 잘 모르면.
And so if you don't know the world of the heart,
어떤 일이 일어나냐면.
What starts to happen?
그냥 그 생각에 끌리는 거예요.
You just simply become dragged by those thoughts.
이렇게 예쁜 우리 아기.
Oh, my precious little baby.
누가 칼로 찔러주면 어떡하지?
What am I going to do if somebody stabs you to death?
그 생각이 막 들었어요.
That thought began to arise in her.
굉장히 두려운 마음이 들었어요.
She felt very, very afraid.
죄송하지만 한번 부탁드릴게요.
No, excuse me, I'm going to ask you for a favor.
그 카메라 찍으시는 분 계시는데.
No, there's somebody using a camera.
예, 플래시 꺼도. 여기 조명이 좋기 때문에 잘 보입니다.
Even without the flash, it'll be okay because the lighting is good.
청중을 볼 수가 없습니다.
I can't look at the crowd.
죄송합니다.
I can't look at the audience.
촬영을 해도 여기 밝기 때문에.
So even though you take a picture without the flash, it's bright enough here.
죄송합니다.
I apologize.
눈에 많은 영향이 오기 때문에요.
Because it hurts my eyes.
감사합니다.
Thank you.
플래시 끄고 얼마나 촬영해도 괜찮아요.
And you'll take fine pictures even without the flash.
왜냐면 이 앞에 조명이 밝기 때문에.
Because the lighting in the front is very bright.
자, 이제 들어보세요.
And so please listen.
그런 생각이 왜 생깁니까?
Why do people get such thoughts?
뭐 때문에 그런 생각이 생기죠?
You know, for what do these thoughts come?
대부분의 사람들은 그냥 저절로 일어난 줄 알고 있어요.
Most people think that they just automatically arise.
근데 절대로 그렇지 않습니다.
But absolutely not so.
제가 그 여자의 이야기를 듣고 자세히 연구를 했어요.
And so I listened to that woman's story and I thought about it carefully.
누가 나머지 갓난 아기를 칼로 찔러 죽이겠습니까?
Who would take a knife and stab to death a newborn baby?
근데 여러분 이 부인이 자기 딸을 사랑하는 그냥 예쁘게 막 너무 지나치게 예쁘다는 그 부분에부터 어떤 악한 영이 마음에 작용을 하죠.
You know, but this woman, she so excessively thought her baby was so pretty and so precious. From that point, the evil spirit began to work.
여자들이 자기 아기 나면 예쁘고 예쁜 건 사실.
Of course, most women, they have a baby, they think their baby is beautiful and precious.
근데 막 지나치게 사랑스럽고.
But excessively, so lovely.
그런 누가 그 아이를 칼로 찔러 죽이겠어요?
And who would stab this baby to death?
그런 생각이 이 부인의 속에 들어왔어요.
And so these kinds of thoughts entered this lady.
세상의 모든 생각은
all thoughts of the world
우리 속에 제대로 생기는 생각들 이런다 곧 없어지고 이런다 없어질 거는
they arise inside of us automatically and then they disappear. They come up, they disappear.
어떤 내가 집요하게 내 마음을 딱 잡고 끌고 간 그런 마음들.
But there are certain hearts that persistently come up, grab your heart, and drag you away.
그럴 때 여러분들 이런 걸 정확히 분별할 줄 알아.
And so right then, you must be able to precisely discern your thoughts.
누가 우리 사랑 예쁜 애기 칼로 찔러주면 어떡하지?
Or what if somebody stabs this my precious baby to death?
여자 너무 두려웠어.
She felt so scared.
그래가지고 막 문을 그러지 않았어.
And so all of a sudden, she began to lock her doors.
문을 전부 그러지 않았어.
She locked all her windows.
그런 것도 이제 막 벌벌벌 떨리는
And still, she was trembling in fear.
무서운 거예요.
She felt scared.
어떻게 할 수가 없었어.
But she didn't know what to do.
남편에게 전화를.
And she called her husband.
여보, 여보, 나 너무 무서워.
Honey, I'm so scared.
중요한 것은.
Important thing is.
세상에는 내가 자주 그런 얘기를 합니다만.
And out in the world, I often say this.
여러분 체온이 몇 도인지.
What your body temperature is.
헤모글로빈이 얼마인지.
How much hemoglobin you have.
아니면 혈압이 얼마인지.
And what your blood pressure is.
여러분 그런 것을 재는 단위가 있어.
There are units to measure such things.
그건 전부 다 물질 세계를 재는 단위입니다.
And these are all units to measure material things.
아직까지 정신 세계를 찍을 수는 마음을 찍을 수는 카메라가 없고.
Until now, there is no camera to take a photo of the world of the heart, the mind.
아직까지 슬픔을 재거나 기쁨이나 두려움 마음에 일어난 걸 재는 아무런 기계도 없고 단위도 없어요.
And until today, there is no machines, no units that can measure the sadness, the joy, or the pain of your heart.
사람들이 두려우면 그냥 두렵다고 하죠.
When people are afraid, they just say, I'm scared.
근데 여러분 두려움이 얼마나 두려운지 그걸 표현하는 단어는 없어요.
But there is no units to describe how much fear you're feeling.
그러니까 이제 내가 가장 뭐 할 수 있는 표현하는
And so the best expression you can come up with is
아 무섭다.
Oh, I'm scared.
너무 무서워.
I'm so scared.
그렇게 표현할 수밖에 없어.
And so that's the best you can express it.
여자가 해산할 때 고통이 온다고 합니다.
And the woman feels pain when she goes to labor.
그리고 그 고통을 재는 기계가 없습니다.
There's no machine to measure her pain.
고통을 재는 단위가 없습니다.
There's no units to measure pain.
만일에 단위가 있다면
If there were units,
의사가 말합니다.
The doctor would say
고통이 50도까지 올라가면 아기를 낳아요.
When the pain goes up to 50, you're going to have the baby.
아, 근데 지금 얼만데요?
But how much pain is it right now?
지금 10도야.
Right now it's 10.
아직 10도밖에 안 됐어요.
Oh, it's only 10?
아이고, 내가 50도까지 어떻게 참지?
How am I going to get through until 50?
이런 대화가 안 되는 겁니다.
People don't talk like that.
그러니까 여자들이 막 아기를 낳을 때 고통 쓰는 건 사실인데.
And it's true that women are going through pain when they're having the baby.
고통에 재는 단위가 없으니까.
Because there's no units to measure pain.
얼마나 아픈지 그냥 아프다, 많이 아프다, 견딜 수 없이 아프다, 죽겠다 이런 표현밖에 안 해요.
All they can say is it hurts so much. Oh, I can't take it. Oh, I think I'm gonna die. That's the best way they can express it.
여자 너무 너무 두려웠어요.
This woman was so scared.
정말 무서웠어요.
She was very scared.
근데 그 무서움을 표현하기 위해서.
But in order to express her fear,
정확한 단위가 없기 때문에.
There are no exact units.
남편에게 전화했어요.
So she called her husband.
여보 무서워.
Honey, I'm scared.
나 너무 무서워요.
I'm so scared.
남편이 말했어요.
And then the husband said.
남편은 너무 태연했어.
The husband was so lax.
무섭긴 뭘 무서워.
Scared of what?
우리가 늘 살던 집인데.
This is our own house.
당신이 아기 낳고 마음이 약해서 그래.
You know, you become weak-hearted because you just had the baby.
무서워하지 마.
Don't be scared.
좀 지나면 나을 거야.
And a little bit, you'll be okay.
남편이 할 수 있는 그 이야기밖에 없네.
And that's the only thing the husband could say.
근데 남편이 아내가 무섭다는 걸 알지만
And so the husband knows that the wife is scared.
아내 마음에 두려움이 심각하게 와닿는 그걸 이해 못 하니까.
He cannot understand how terrible the fear is in his wife's heart.
남편이지만 아내를 위해서 할 수 있는 게 아무것도.
Although he's the husband, there's nothing he could do for his wife.
그때 남편이 퇴근하고 돌아왔어.
And in the evening the husband came home from work.
여보 나 무서워.
Honey, I'm scared.
아이 당신 무서워하는 표현이 더 예뻐 보이네.
Wow, you're even more pretty when you tell me that you're scared.
이제 전혀 마음이 통하지 않아.
And so their hearts were not communing at all.
아내가 두려워하고.
The wife was afraid.
고통스러워하고.
She's in pain.
막 죽을 것 같고.
She thinks that she's gonna die.
그 마음이 남편에게 전달이 안 돼.
That heart of hers was not being relayed to her husband.
이제 그러니까 둘이 있는데.
And so the two of them are there.
사랑하는 아내가 두려워하지만.
Although his loving wife is scared.
남편에게 전혀 도움이 되지 않아.
And the husband was of no help to her.
그랬던 아침이었어요.
And it was the next morning.
다음 날 직장 가려고 일어서는.
And he got up to go to work again.
아내가 붙잡았어.
The wife held him.
여보 꼭 직장에 가야 돼.
Honey, do you have to go to work today?
나 이렇게 무서운데.
I'm so scared right now.
나 견딜 수 없는데.
And I can't take this.
당신 옆에 있으면 안 돼.
Can't you just stay next to me?
나 좀 도와주면 안 돼.
Can you help me a little bit?
꼭 직장에 가야 돼.
Do you have to go to work today?
아내는 그렇게 말했어.
And that was what the wife said.
남편은
But the husband couldn't understand his wife's pain.
아, 우리 새 아기 낳았으니까.
Oh yeah, you just had the baby.
직장 생활 잘해야지.
So I have to do well at my job.
돈을 벌어야.
So I can make money.
애기 학교도 보내고.
To send our kids to school.
공부도 시켜 잘 키우지.
And so I could raise them well.
남편 너무 냉정하게 아내를 버리고 그냥 직장.
The husband so coldly turned his wife away and went to work.
아내가 너무 슬펐어.
The wife was so sad.
너무 남편이 원망스러워.
And she felt so bitter against her husband.
그래서 아내는 울었어.
So the wife cried.
울지만 어떻게 문제 해결되지 않아.
And so even though she cried, it couldn't solve the problem.
그 집에 있는데 너무 두려운 거예요.
And even though she was at home, she felt so scared. And even each day she felt so afraid.
그 마음은 어느 누구도 알아주는 거예요.
But there was nobody who could understand this heart of hers.
어느 누구도 이해한 사람.
And there was no one who understood her.
그래서 이제 아내는 너무 두려워서.
And so this wife, she was so afraid.
견딜 수 없어.
She couldn't take it.
아이를 포대기로 쌌어.
She wrapped her baby up.
그래 안고 너무 두려워 그냥 밖으로.
Held the baby. She was so scared. She came outside.
어디로 갈 데가 없었어.
And there was nowhere to go.
마침 택시가 지나갔어.
And a taxi was passing by.
택시를 불렀어.
She called the taxi.
택시가 섰어요.
And the taxi stopped.
아니 아무 생각 없이 택시 안 타고.
And the wife, without any thought, she got in the taxi and closed the door.
근데 택시 운전기 기사가 쳐다봤어.
And the taxi driver looked at her.
어디로 모실까요?
Where do you want to go?
두려워서 택시를 탔는데.
She was afraid, so she got in the taxi.
어디로 가야 할 줄을 모르겠어.
She had no idea where to go.
뭐라 그러지?
What should I say?
두려움이 없는 곳으로.
To the place without fear.
내가 편안한 곳으로.
To the place where I have rest.
그런 이야기 택시 운전사 통할 리가 없지.
You know, there's no way what the taxi that taxi driver would understand that.
내가 지금 어디로 가야지?
So where am I supposed to go now?
차를 타는 갈 곳이 없네.
I'm in the car, but there's nowhere to go.
그다 자기 운전사에 이야기했어.
And then, without even herself knowing it, she said,
대전으로 가자고.
Let's go to 대전.
자기 친정 집으로 가자.
And let's go to my parents' house, she said.
이제 전주에 택시를 타고 대전까지. 한 100km 좀 못 되는 거리인데.
And so she got in the taxi in Jeonju. It's a little less than 100 kilometers to Daejeon.
전주에 가서 택시가 집 대문에 내렸어.
And so the taxi drove her all the way to her parents' house in Daejeon.
이제 친정 집에 딱 내렸는데.
And so she got off at her parents' house.
근데 그때 친정 오빠가 어디 갔다 돌아왔어.
But right then her older brother was coming home from somewhere.
오빠가 동생 여동생을 봤어.
The older brother saw his younger sister.
깜짝 놀랐어.
And he was stunned.
애기 놓은 지 며칠 안 된 애기를 안고 택시를 타고 여기까지 왔어.
Because she had brought the newborn baby and came all the way over here on a taxi.
오빠가 이해하지 못했어.
The brother couldn't understand her.
그래도 보통 이제 좀 친절하고 다정한 같으면.
And if he was a kind, warm-hearted person.
아, 너 왜 일이냐?
Hey, what are you doing here?
갓난 애기를 안고.
Oh, you're with the newborn baby.
무슨 일이 있어?
Is everything okay?
우선 들어가기나 하자.
Hey, let's go inside.
오빠, 나 너무 무서워요.
Oh, brother, I'm so scared.
아, 네가 애기를 낳고 마음이 약해서.
Ah, because your heart's become weak after having
그래,
the baby.
그래, 들어와 좀 쉬어라.
Okay, come inside and get some rest.
무서운 내가 옆에 있어줄게.
You feel scared? I'll be right there for you.
괜찮을 거야.
Let's just talk about it. You'll be okay.
오빠가 이렇게 해줬으면 얼마나 좋겠어.
It would have been so great if the older brother had said that.
여러분 이 사실을 알아야 합니다.
But everyone, you have to know this.
오늘 이 시간에도
Today, even in this time,
이런 고통 속에 막 괴로워하고 슬퍼하고 고통하는데
There are people who are in this kind of pain and suffering and sadness.
참으로 마음에 위로와 힘을 줄 수 있는 이야기할 사람이 이 세상 너무너무
But there's only so few people in the world who could understand this and comfort such people.
정말 고통 속에 있는
Even though she was in terrible pain.
정말 두려움 속에 있는.
Even though people are in terrible fear.
정말 슬픔 속에 있는데.
And people are in deep sadness.
누가 곁에 가 그 슬픔을 들어주고 괴로움을 들어주고 그럴 사람들이 세상에 너무너무
So few are in the world who could actually go to such people to listen to their sadness and comfort them.
그래서 그런 두려운 사람이 택시를 탔지만
And so even though she was in fear and she got in the taxi.
택시 기사
Taxi driver.
평안 있는 곳으로 데려다 주세요.
Take me to the place where there's peace.
두려움이 없는 곳에 데려다 주세요.
Take me to the place where there's no fear.
슬픔이 없는 곳에 데려다 주세요.
Take me to the place without any sadness.
근심이 없는 곳에 데려다 주세요.
Take me to the place without any worries.
여러분 이렇게 질문했을 때
When she said that
어느 택시 기사가 이해하고 슬픔이 없는 곳에 평안으로 데려다 줄 수가 있겠어요.
What taxi driver would understand her to take her to a place without sadness and fear?
우리 한국이 옛날보다 살긴 잘 삽니다.
You know, Korea is better off than what it used to be.
거의 대부분 좋은 아파트에 삽니다.
Most people live in nice apartments.
저는 서울에 진짜 좋은 아파트는요.
You know, the very nice apartments in Seoul.
전 아직 그런 아파트 못 살아봤어요.
You know, I haven't lived in those kinds of apartments yet.
한 50억쯤 간다는데.
I heard they cost like $5 million.
거기는 컴퓨터가 저 뭐 로봇가 전부 조종.
And in those apartments, it's the robots that do all the work.
이제 가족도 여행하다가 집에 돌아.
A family is traveling and they're on their way home.
그 집에 돌아 한 시간 좀 전에 돌아오면서.
And about 1 hour before they get home,
로봇에게 지시합니다.
They call the robot.
로봇이 창문을 열고.
Robot, open the windows.
공기를 시원한 공기로 바꿔라.
And ventilate the air so we'll have fresh air.
그리고 청소를 집안 청소를 해라.
And clean up the house.
그리고 방 안 온도는 25도로 해놔라.
And have the room temperature set at 25 degrees.
그리고 밥을 해놓고.
And have the food ready.
내가 한 시간 후에 도착.
And I'll be home in 1 hour.
내가 도착할 때 그때 밥을 바로 먹을 수 있도록 해놔.
And I'll be home in 1 hour, so have the food ready so I can eat right away.
그리고 오늘 집에 온 우편물을 찾아온 사람 전부 다 체크해놔.
And also check whether the parcel have arrived in the mail.
이제 사람을 집에 이제 사람을 일을 맡기면
And so when you put people to work at home
사람 마음을 못 믿으니까
Because they cannot trust that person's heart.
저 사람이 이 집을 해하거나 도둑질하거나 그럴 수 있으니까.
Because there's a chance that person may steal from the house or damage the
이
house.
집에 사람을 두는 것보다.
And so rather than having people at home,
일을 시키는 사람, 로봇들을 시키면 훨씬 더 편한.
Rather than hiring people, it's much more easier to have robots do the work.
그래서 어느 날 이제 그냥 밥 먹고 직장 생활은 돈 벌어 가지고 살긴 사는데.
And so people, they have jobs, they make money, and they eat and they live.
내가 두려울 때.
But when I'm afraid.
내가 근심할 때,
oh, when I'm worried,
내가 정말 절망 속에 있을 때,
and truly when I'm inside of despair,
내가 슬픔에 있을 때,
oh, when I'm inside of sadness,
야 로봇이야,
hey robot,
내가 너무 슬퍼,
I'm so sad,
날 슬픔으로 좀 데려다줘,
you know, take me to a place without sadness.
여러분 그렇게 말해서 들을 로봇도 없어요.
There's no robot who will understand you if you say that.
그러니까 사람의 마음은 점점 더 각박해집니다.
And so people's hearts become more and more edgy.
사람의 마음 점점 약해집니다.
And people's hearts become weaker and weaker.
그는 쉼이 없고 여유가 없으니까.
And people have no rest and no room in their hearts.
마음이 점점 약해지고.
They become more and more weak-hearted.
약한 사람일수록 그 자리에 빠져들어가는.
And weaker the heart, the deeper they fall into themselves.
여자는 악한 영의 이끌림을 받지만
And so this woman she's led by the evil spirit
자기 악한 영의 이끌림을 받는 줄 전혀 몰라
But she had no idea she was being led by the evil
그냥
spirit
그냥 무서워
She just thought I'm scared
오빠가 말했어
And then the older brother said
너 돈이 얼마나 많아서 전주도 되니까 택시를 타고 다녀
well, I guess you have money to burn to take a taxi all the way from here from 전주
그리고 이 갓난 아기를 안고 다니 네가 제정신이야?
And are you out of your mind? You brought your newborn baby here?
오빠가 여동생 삶을 이해를 못
And the older brother could not understand his little sister.
여동생 막 두려워 지금 벌벌 떠는데.
His little sister is trembling in fear.
친정에 가면 누군가 위로해 줄 것 같고 도와줄 것 같았는데.
She thought she could get some help and comfort at her parents' house.
오빠가 왜 그 이야기를 했는지 모르.
But she had no idea why her older brother was talking like this.
오빠 화를 내며 고함을 쳤어.
And the older brother got angry and he yelled.
당장 너 집으로 돌아가.
Go back home right now.
이 아주머니, 이 부인은 울면서
and this lady, she was crying.
그 택시를 타고 다시 전주로.
And she got in that taxi and came back to 전주.
너무 슬펐어.
And she was so sad.
너무 두려웠어.
She was so afraid.
세상이 너무 고통스러운 거.
And the world looked so painful.
자기의 마음을 알아준 아무도 없어.
And there was nobody who understood her heart.
누가 옆에 오면 자기 마음을 돌봐주고.
If there was somebody next to her who cared for her heart.
위로해 주길 바랬는데.
And she was hoping somebody would comfort her.
남편도.
Her husband.
친정 오빠도.
Her older brother.
어느 누구도 자기를 도와주지.
There was nobody who was helping her.
그냥 혼자 눈에 보이지 않는 어떤 생각이 넣어주는 악령에 의해서 마음이 그냥 끌려다니고.
And so she was just being led by all alone by a certain thought put into her by the evil spirit.
그러면서도 딸을
And so she was crying, holding her daughter tight.
집에 돌아왔어.
And she came back home.
근데 이상한 생각이 또 들었어.
And then another strange thought came to her.
이러다 내가 죽겠구나.
If this continues, I'm gonna die.
여자가 죽을 만한 아무 이유가 없었어.
There is no reason at all why she would die.
아기를 낳고 몸이 좀 약한 건 사실이지만.
You know, she had the baby and she was feeling weak.
정상적인 건강에 죽을 아무 이유가 없어. 병 있는 것도 아니었어.
But she was normal. She was healthy. She had no sickness. There's no reason for her to die.
이러다가 내가 죽는구나.
If this continues, I'm gonna die.
처음에는 우리 아기를 누가 찔러 죽일까봐 막 두려움에서 시작됐는데.
At first, it started with the fear that somebody might stab her baby to death.
이제 그 두려움이 어떻게 변해 이러다 내가 죽겠구나.
And that fear changed into what? Oh, if this continues, I'm gonna die.
내가 죽겠구나.
I'm gonna die.
내가 죽겠구나.
I'm gonna die.
그 또 생각이 들어.
And then another thought came to her.
내가 죽으면 어떤 일이 일어나지?
So what's gonna happen when I die?
남편 그 인간이
My husband, that punk, he'll marry a new woman.
그 생각이 들었어.
That thought came to her.
어떤 여자인지 모르지만.
I don't know who that woman's gonna be.
딴 여자 와서.
But that new woman's gonna come.
내 의자에 앉고.
She's gonna sit on my chair.
내 침대에 잠을 자고.
And she's gonna sleep on my bed.
내 화장대를 쓰고.
And she's gonna use my vanity.
정말 그 여자 와서 내 남편과 같이 지내고.
And that woman's gonna come and spend time with my husband.
너무 너무 슬퍼.
And she felt so sad.
너무 슬퍼.
She felt so sad.
잘 들어보세요.
Everyone, listen closely.
이 여자가 죽었습니까?
Is this woman dead?
안 죽었어요.
No, she's not dead.
또 남편 딴 여자를 얻었습니까?
And has her husband gotten a new woman?
안 얻었어요.
No, he did not.
근데 생각 속에서
But inside of her thoughts
여자 죽을 만 아무 이유가 없는
You know, even though there's no reason at all for this woman to die
사람들이 똑똑한 것 같지만
you know, even though people appear to be
잘난
smart,
것 같지만
even though people appear to be great
악령의 이끌림 받을 때
But when people are led by the evil spirit
대부분 악령하고 비교 안 될 정도 지능이 낮으니까
And well, compared to the evil spirit, people are not intelligent at all. So they get dragged around by the evil spirit. And sadly, people get dragged around. And then her thoughts changed again. What thoughts did she have? That woman's gonna come. And that woman will abuse my pretty little baby. She will abuse my precious baby. And she will torment my precious baby. And she began to imagine that. In the cold winter. That woman will come and beat my daughter,
벗기고,
strip her, and nighttime in the cold winter kick her outside,
잠그고,
and then they'll lock their doors and be inside by themselves,
안방에서,
and in the bedroom,
먹으면,
they'll be laughing and eating food all by themselves, and then the daughter would be saying,
아버지,
Father, it's so cold,
무서워요,
it's so scary. Out here, Father. Please open the door. You know, they don't even hear her. Inside, everybody else is laughing and having fun and eating food. And she felt so sad. My precious daughter. How are you going to live when mommy dies? How are you going to live when mommy dies? How are you going to live when that wicked woman abuses you? And she felt so sad. And right now she's being deceived by something. Let's talk about this again. Does she have a reason to die?
없습니다.
There's no reason she would die.
두려움이 있지만 두렵다 죽는 건 아니잖아요.
You know, she's afraid, but you're not going to die from fear.
여자 죽지도 않았는데 마음에서 죽었고.
You know, she's not dead yet, but in her heart she was dead.
딴 남, 그 여자, 남편, 딴 여자를 데려왔습니까?
Did her husband bring in a new woman?
아니요.
No, he did not.
생각도 할 수 없는 일이었어요.
You know, it was something so unthinkable.
그 여자와 자기 딸을 괴롭혔습니까?
Did that new woman abuse her daughter?
아니에요.
No.
생각으로
This was all being dragged and happening in her thoughts.
자기도 살아 있고,
no, she's alive and well.
남편이 딴 여자를 얻은 것도 아니고,
her husband has not gotten a new woman.
그리고 그 여자와 자기 딸을 괴롭히도 않는데,
and the new woman has not abused the daughter.
생각 속에서 이게 사실로 받는.
But this had become a reality in her thoughts.
생각 안에는 자기가 죽은 거.
In her thoughts, she was dead.
생각 안에는 자기 남편 딴 여자 얻은.
In her thoughts, the husband has already gotten a new woman.
그 여자 자기 딸을 괴롭히.
In her thoughts, the new woman was abusing her daughter.
여자가 울고.
So this woman cried and cried and cried. She cried.
사랑하는 아가야.
My loving baby.
엄마가 죽으면 어떻게 살래?
When mommy dies, how are you gonna live?
엄마가 죽으면 늘 돕질 못해.
When mommy dies, I can't help you.
딴 여자와 늘 괴롭혀서 엄마는 아무 일도 할 수 없어.
When the new woman abuses you, there's nothing I can do for you.
너무 너무
And she felt so sad.
계속해서. 그 양세 악령이 사람의 생각을 끌어가게 돼.
And then the evil spirit leads people's thoughts.
한 발자국 저주로 멸망으로 죽음으로 이끌어가고.
Step by step, it was leading her to curse, to destruction, to death.
그때 여자 입에서 무서운 소리가 나.
Right then, from this woman's lips, she said something very fearful.
아가야,
baby.
네가 그렇게 고통스럽게 사는 것보다는
rather than for you to live in that kind of pain
차라리 죽는 게 나아
you're better off dead
그래
okay
아가야
baby
내가 죽기 전에 너부터 죽여 주고 줄
before I die I'll let you die first
엄마를 원망하지 마
no don't blame me for this
너를 위해 하는 거야
it's all for you
네가 그 못된 여자에게 고통을 다하는 건 차라리 죽는 게 나아
rather than suffering under that wicked woman you're better off dead
그래 엄마가 죽기 전에 너부터 죽여 주고 줄게
okay before mommy dies I will kill you first
처음에 여자가 무슨 생각이었습니까?
In the beginning, what thought did this woman have?
사랑하는 우리 딸.
Oh, my precious loving daughter.
예쁜 우리 딸.
My pretty little daughter.
누가 칼로 찔러 죽이면 어떡하지?
What if somebody stabs you to death?
내가 생명을 걸고 막아야지.
I'm gonna put my life on the line to protect you.
그렇게 생각이 됐습니다.
That's what she used to think.
그 생각, 그 딸을 찔러 죽이는 게 목적인데.
And so that purpose of that thought is to kill that baby.
결국 악령이 그 여자 마음에 역사해서.
Ultimately, the evil spirit worked inside of this woman's
그래,
heart.
그래, 이 여자 악령의 설득을.
And she was persuaded by the evil spirit.
내가 너를 찔러 죽여.
Okay, I have to stab you to death.
그게 너를 위하는 거야.
That's what's best for you.
너를 고통 당하는 차라리 죽는 게 나.
Rather than you to suffer in pain,
그래,
you're better off dead.
내가 죽기 전에 너를 찔러 죽어 죽을게.
So before I die, I will stab and kill you first.
여러분,
everyone.
사람은 거의 대부분 악령에게 속습니다.
Most people are deceived by the evil spirit.
그렇게 끌려갈 때,
and when they're pulled that way,
그래서 벗어날 만한 지혜나 방법이 없어요.
People don't have the ways and the wisdom to become freed from it.
여러분 제가 성경을 읽으면 깜짝깜짝 놀라는 것은,
and when I read the Bible, I become amazed.
이 성경을 읽어보면,
when I read the Bible,
이런 부분들이 너무 상세하게.
It talks about these things in so much detail.
저는 정말 많은 사람들이 죽음 직전에 사람을 구해낸 그런 경험이 굉장히.
And so I have a lot of experience of saving people who are on the verge of death.
참 많은 사람들이.
Many many people.
이 세계를 모르니까.
They don't know about this world.
그냥 넣어주는 그 생각 그대로 끌려.
And they are just dragged by whatever thought is put into them.
여러분 그런 생각.
Everyone, those
thoughts,
they don't just automatically form in you. It's the evil spirit is dragging the people that way. And this woman from that day on, and she set up a plan to kill her daughter.
마음속에 여자 생각할 생각의 여지를 다 잃어버려.
In her heart, she lost all the thoughts to think inside of her heart.
여러분 우리가 운전해 갈 때,
everyone, when we're driving,
종종 차선을 바꿀 때,
and sometimes when we are changing lanes,
오른쪽으로 고개를 돌릴 필요가 있어.
You know, sometimes we check our right shoulder.
옆에 뒤에 차가 오는지,
and to see if there's a car coming in from behind.
차선을 차고 그 오른쪽 차를 돌리고.
You look right and check your right shoulder.
아, 내가 왼쪽으로 차선을 바꿀 때,
and then when you're switching lanes to the left,
이제 내가 왼쪽 차를 뒤에 옆에 놓고 다른 차가 없는지 보고.
You know, you check to your left to see if there's another car coming in from the back.
그다음에 깜빡이를 켜고,
and then you turn on the blinkers.
다시 보고 이제 뒤에 차가 안 오면,
and then you look over and if there's no car,
차선 하나 옮기는.
You switch over the lane.
근데 문제가 뭐냐면,
but the problem is.
내가 운전하면서
and while I'm driving,
차선을 바꾸기 위하여
in order to switch lanes,
고개를 돌립니다.
I turn my head.
제가 제 아내하고 미국을 갔는데
and I went to America with my wife.
제가 제 아내한테 운전을 좀 시키고 싶었어요.
And I wanted to have my wife drive.
미국은 도로상이 보편적으로 좋아서
in America, the roads are very nice for the most part.
아내에게 운전을 좀 가르치려고
and so I wanted to teach my wife how to drive.
차를 몰고 아내 운전을 시켰어요.
And so we drove the car, I had my wife drive.
근데 아내가 딱 차 얼굴이 돌아오면 돌아오질 않아요.
But my wife, when she turns her head, it doesn't come back.
여보, 여보, stop, stop, stop.
I said, honey, honey, stop, 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 stop.
아내 긴장해가지고 막 나한테 그래요.
And my wife became so nervous as she said to me,
긴장돼 죽겠네. 막 그리 과음을 지르.
You know, I'm so nervous to begin with, and now you're yelling at me.
아니 지금 이 모양 되는 과음 안 지를 수야. 차 들어받을 텐데.
You know, we're about to crash. Of course, I'm going to yell at you.
안 배운다고.
And she said she's not learning anymore.
배우지 말라고.
I said, don't learn then.
그래서 우리 집사람 그때가 운전을 그만했어.
And so from then on, my wife stopped driving.
내버렸어.
And that was the end.
그래서 이제 사람들이 그래요.
And that's how people are.
이제 저는 진짜 아내가 차를 지금 몰고 차가 가고 있는데.
And so my wife, she's driving her car and she's going.
거기서 빨리 돌아와야 하는데.
And if she turns her head, it's got to come right back.
돌아오는 거예요.
But it wasn't coming back.
Stop.
So I said, stop, 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 stop.
아, 왜 당신 과음을 지르고.
Why are you yelling at me?
지금 과음 안 지르게 생겼어.
Of course I'm going to yell at you right now.
싸움 직전까지 갔어요.
And we were on the verge of fighting.
에이, 그만하자.
Okay, forget it.
그만했어.
And that was the end.
사람들이 거기에 딱 돌아가면
when people when they turn their head
빨리 돌아와야 돼.
It's got to come back quickly.
사람들이 무엇을 집중을 요즘 안 해서 문제가 돼.
You know, the problem is that people don't concentrate on things.
너무 심하게 집중해서
but when people concentrate too hard
돌려가지고
and they turn their heads
아, 뒤에 차가 안 오나
wow, is there any cars coming if they concentrate look that way for a long while
100km로 가는데
and the car is going at 100 kilometers an hour
문제가 되는 거죠.
It's going to be a problem.
그러니까 집중을 안하에서 요즘 아이들이 문제라 하는데.
And so they say it's a problem for kids today because they don't concentrate.
너무 집중을 해가지고.
But because they, if you concentrate too much,
이 부인은 벌써 며칠째.
This lady now for days.
통일한 생각에 계속 끌려다니기.
She's being dragged around by the same thoughts continually.
왕년이 그 여자 그 부인한테 주는 생각 외 다른 쪽으로 생각할 여지를 주자.
There is no room in this woman's heart at all to have any thoughts different from the thoughts of the evil spirit.
여러분 우리 한쪽에 집중해야 하는 것도 중요하지만.
And so it's important for us to focus on concentrate on one thing.
너무 집중해 다른 진짜 내 가야 할 길을 못 본 문제.
But if you concentrate too much and you cannot see which way you should go, that's a bigger problem.
만일에 여러분 이 여자가 그 생각에서 벗어날 수만 있다면 얼마나 좋.
It would have been so nice if this woman could break free from that thought.
이 여자가 하나님을 알았더라.
If this woman had known God.
만약 이 여자 예수님께 기도를 했다면.
If this woman prayed to Jesus.
목사님, 목사님이시죠?
Oh, pastor, pastor, is this pastor?
제가 저에게 전화가 많이 옵니다.
You know, I get a lot of phone calls.
우리 집에 이런 문제가 생겼어.
Oh, at our home, we have this problem. So, pastor, what do I do? Oh, I have that problem. I have this hardship. Oh, so how am I supposed to figure this out? Oh, pastor, my husband is going through this and that. From our church members, I get all kinds of phone calls. And then I tell them about the Bible.
이런 부분이니까,
I tell them about this, this, and that.
하십시오.
And so do this according to the Bible. And through that, many people become free.
이제 문제가 뭐냐면,
now the problem is,
이 여자는 우리 딸을 찔러주면 어떡하지? 그 두려움 속에.
This woman, she's in the fear. What if somebody stabs my baby to death?
그다음 내가 죽겠구나.
Ah, oh, then I might die.
내가 죽으면 남편이 딴 여자를 얻겠지.
If I die, then my husband will get another woman.
나를 내가 죽고 나면 우리 딸을 괴롭히겠지.
And after I die, that woman will abuse my daughter.
우리 딸이 말아서 괴로움을 당하겠지.
And my daughter is going to go through unbearable suffering.
그러면 우리 딸이 차라리 그 사는 거 죽는 게 낫겠지.
Then rather than to live like that, my daughter is better
그래,
off dead.
내가 딸을 찔러 죽이게 놔.
Okay, then it's best for me to kill my baby.
그야 어떤 한 영이 넣어준 그 생각 속에 전혀. 다른 걸 볼 만한 눈이 없어.
She cannot see anything outside of the thoughts the evil spirit had given her.
그러면 그냥 끌려가는 겁니다.
Then she simply gets dragged.
저는 이런 꼭 이런 케이스는 아니지만.
You know, this isn't the only case.
참 많은 사람 상담을 하면서.
Because I counsel many, many people.
이제 거기에서 우선 생각이 벗어나게 해줘요.
You know, they have to become freed from that certain thought.
그냥 성경 몇몇 이야기를 하면서.
But as I speak to them about the Bible.
그냥 성경만 그 마음속에 들어가 잘 잡도록 만들어.
I allow the words of the Bible to enter and settle in their hearts.
아주 쉽게 거기서 벗어나.
Then they become freed from it very easily.
그 여자 그것이 악령이라 알기만 했어도.
And even if this woman had known that this was the evil spirit.
여러분 이야기를 들으면 어떤 영이 강하게 여자 그 확. 확실하게 볼 수 있죠.
You know, if you listen to the story, you can clearly see that it's a spirit leading this woman.
여러분 우리가 요즘 말하는 그 항생제,
in antibiotics,
페니실린,
penicillin.
이제 그것이 처음에 개발된 아프리카에서 시작돼.
You know, how was it first developed? It started in Africa.
옛날에 아프리카 사람들은 뭐 다쳐 손 같은데 상처가 나면.
There were these people in Africa when they were hurt, they put something on their wounds.
미국 사람들 그걸 깨끗하게 한다고. 깨끗하게 소독을 하고 깨끗하게 단 병이 안 들도록 이제 그 뭡니까 뭐 바세링을 받는지 막아주는.
And so Americans, you know, Americans, when there's a wound, they wash it clean and put Vaseline on it to block and something else from getting on it.
아프리카 사람들이 손에 단자 상처를 났을 때.
But there were these people in Africa when they had their wounds on their hands.
썩은 나무 껍질을 덮으면 상처가 잘 낫는 거예요.
They would cover it with rotten tree barks and it would heal quickly.
그래서 아프리카 사람들이 상처 날 때 썩은 나무 껍질을 위에 덮는 그런 종족들이 많다고 들어요.
And so there were lots of tribes in Africa who put tree barks on their wounds and they healed well.
그 사람들이 그걸 연구하기 시작해.
And people began to study this.
썩은 나무 껍질에 뭐가 있길래?
What is on the rotten tree barks?
그게 이제 그걸 덮으면 병이 저 상처가 잘 낫지.
That when it covers the wound, it allows the wounds to heal well.
그래서 그들이 그 썩은 나무 껍질을 연구하다 보니까
And so as they studied the rotten tree barks
썩은 나무 껍질에 푸른 곰팡이가 있는 거라
In the rotten tree barks it had blue fungus
그 푸른 곰팡이가 세균의 번식을 억제하고 있는 사실이라
And they realized that the blue fungus suppressed the multiplying of the germs
1942년
1942. Right before the end of World War II. And they began that research.
푸른 곰팡이가 세균을 이제 그 진행하는 걸 억제하는 능력이 있다는 거예요.
They realized that the blue fungus had the power to suppress the growth of germs.
그래서 이제 연구를 하고 연구를 했어요.
And so they studied it more and more.
그들은 푸른 곰팡이가 세균의 면 그 발생을 억제하는 확실히 알아.
And they came to the conclusion that the blue fungus surely suppresses the growth of germs.
임상 실험을 해야 했어요.
And they started clinical testing.
아무나 임상할 수.
But they couldn't do clinical testing on just anyone.
18살 난 청년이 있었는데.
There was a 18-year-old man.
병으로 죽어가고 있어.
He was dying of sickness.
그래 이제 그 아이는 죽을 가망이 없었어.
And there was no chance that he would live.
그래서 이제 연구소에서 그 학생 부모에게 이야기.
And so the research center asked the child's parents.
우리가 이런 약을 개발했는데.
We have developed this medication.
이 약을 쓰기를 원하고 우리 써보겠다.
If you want us to try it out, we'll try it out.
그 주인 부모가 이제 아이가 어차피 죽을 거니까.
And the parents know that the child is going to die anyways.
약을 쓰라고 했어.
And so they said, go ahead and use the medicine.
네, 약을 얼마 썼습니다.
And they supplied the medicine for a little
아이가
bit.
아이가 참 좋아하셨습니다.
And the child got better and better.
갑자기 죽었.
And then died suddenly.
부모가 화가 났어.
The parents got angry.
막 그 약 때문에 죽은 거라고.
And they said the child died because of that medicine.
근데 이제 중요한 연구원들은 그 학생의 죽음 원인을 찾아내야 했어.
And but the researchers had to find the cause of that child's death.
죽은 원인을 찾으니까 아이를 그 시신을 부검을 해야 했어.
And so they had to do autopsy on that child to figure out the cause of the death.
그거는 부모의 허락 없이는 안 되는 거야.
But they can't do that without the parents' permission.
부모가 화를 내기 때문에 그걸 허락을 받는 게 너무 어려웠어.
And because the parents were angry, it was hard to get permission from them.
부모들 그 연구원들이 부모에 울면서 얘기.
And the researchers they cried and they said to the parents.
정말 죄송합니다.
We're very sorry.
근데 당신 아들의 죽음 원인을 발견해내
But we need to find the reason why your son died.
그래서 막 부모에게 울면서 또.
And so they cried and they convinced the parents.
부모들이 허락했어.
And the parents gave them permission.
그래서 이제 부검을 했는데.
And they did the autopsy.
죽음이 그 페니실린 푸른 곰팡이에서 때문이 아니고.
The death was not caused by the blue fungus, the penicillin.
야, 이 청년의 혈관이 터져 죽은 걸 발견.
They realized that this young man died because his blood vessel popped.
그 페니실린 때문에 죽은 게 아니란 게 확실히 밝혀.
And they clearly discovered that the child did not die of penicillin.
이제 다시 이제 부검을 해야 하는.
And they needed to do another autopsy.
두 번째 선택은 남자인데.
And so the second was a grown man.
그 남자에게 매일 페니실린을 줬어.
And so they supplied this man with penicillin every day.
그 푸른 곰팡이를 줬는데.
And gave him the blue fungus.
이제 그 남자 잘 나아갔습니다.
And this man also began to heal well.
슬프게도.
But sadly,
푸른 곰팡이가 다 떨어져.
They ran out of blue fungus.
거의 다 나아가다가 이제 죽게 돼.
He was almost all healed and now he was about to die.
그래서 이제 연구를 계속했습니다.
And so they continued the research.
그래서 그 환자의 소변을 받기로 했어.
And they took the urine of that man.
환자의 소변을 유리병에 받았어.
And they received in a glass bottle the man's urine.
뚜껑을 막아가지고
And they
가방에 넣고
And they capped the urine put in the bag.
타고 연구소까지 왔어.
And they rode on a bike and took that urine to the research center.
소변에서 페니실린을 뽑아냈어.
And they removed the penicillin from his urine.
매일 소변을 받아 하는 일을 했는데.
And so they received his urine and reused it every day.
안타깝게도.
But sadly
환자가 상태가 소변을 못 봤어.
And this man, he got so sick he couldn't urinate.
페니실린 구할 수 없었어.
And there was no way for him to get penicillin.
결국 그 환자도 죽었어.
And ultimately, he too died.
그러면서 연구를 거듭해서.
And through that, they continued their research.
오늘날 항생제가 만들어진.
That's how antibiotics were made today.
요즘은 이제 그게 막 점점 더 단위가 높아졌어.
And nowadays, the antibiotics have gotten stronger and stronger.
테라마이신.
They have the teramycin.
그러니까 이제 키로
kilo,
mega,
mega,
giga,
giga,
tera,
tera.
한 달이 넘으면 또 동그라미 셋인데.
And then another three more zeros for the next unit.
동그라미 12개.
So 12 zeros.
더 이제 높은 단위의 항생제들이 나옵니다.
And much stronger levels of antibiotics are now available.
그런 항생제가
Such antibiotics.
오늘 이 인류의 수많은 사람의 생명.
It's saving the lives of all people all over the world.
수많은 사람들이.
Many many people.
주사 한번 맞으면.
Once they get one shot.
약 하나 먹으면.
At one pill.
그냥 병이 깨끗하게 낫는 그래서.
they get healed of their diseases quickly. And so many people who are supposed to die or get amputations survive. And so these material worlds are so advanced now. But the world of the heart, we're still in so much darkness. Oh, this woman is afraid.
Oh,
she feels like she's going to die. She thinks that if she dies, that her husband's going to get another woman. If they could picture of the woman's heart, if they could measure the units of her heart, the doctor would tell her husband, your wife is in a terrible state. This and this may happen. Her thoughts have come this far. You're in big trouble. You have to be careful. And they would look for a way to treat her. Today you can treat cancer. You can treat leukemia. And you can treat all kinds of sicknesses. Of course, there are many sicknesses you cannot treat. And there's so much medication, the doctors have so many different methods. And I receive a lot of light on my face. And the light damages my face very much. And so I have these dark spots all over my face. One day there's this person I know, he doesn't come to our church. He took me somewhere.
어디가냐면,
where did he take me?
성형외과 들어갔어요.
He took me to a cosmetic surgeon.
그리고 의사한테 얘기했어요.
And told the doctor.
내가 돈을 낼 때 목사님 얼굴 좀 너무 흉한데.
You know, I'll pay. You know, pastor's face looks so bad.
그래가지고 얼굴을 그 다 끌어냈어요.
And so they scraped my face.
근데 얼굴 좀 깨끗했어요.
And my face cleaned up a little bit.
근데 얼마 안 다시 이제 조명을 많이 받은.
But after a little, because of the light that I received.
그리고 이제 햇빛 이런 것들이 얼굴을 굉장히 나쁘게 만.
And the sunlight also damages my face a lot.
이번에 제 손자가 왔는데.
And then my grandson recently came.
우리 교회 정형외과 의사가 있어요.
And then there's an orthopedic doctor at our church.
어, 김익수 박사로 했는데.
Dr. Kim Ik-soo.
근데 이제 제 손자가 왔는데 미국에서 한 손에 사마귀가 있어 그걸 떼러 왔대.
And so my grandson came from America and he had warts on his hand to be removed.
제가 인천까지 태워다 줬어요.
And so I took him all the way to Incheon.
의사 선생님, 목사님 잠깐만 앉아보라고.
And then the doctor told me, Pastor, have a seat.
뭐 하냐고.
What are you going to do?
그래,
he said, have a seat.
얼굴에다 뭐 약을 발라요.
And he put some medicine on my face.
왜 바르냐
I asked him, why are you putting that on?
마취약이래요.
He says, it's anesthesia.
발랐어요.
And he put them on.
그런 뒤에 막 그걸 탁탁 끌고.
And after that, he scraped them all off.
마침 제가 그 녹화가 막 끝나서.
And I had just finished my recording.
그래 이제 얼굴에다 이제 그다음부터 반창고를 붙였어.
And so after that I put some bandages on my face.
반창고 한 열 대끼를 붙였어.
And I put about 10 pieces of bandage on my face.
네, 피부 색깔 비슷해 가지고.
And so it's similar to my skin color.
그 위에다 메이크업을 해 가지고.
And I put makeup on top of that.
근데 카메라 기자는 정확히 알더라고.
And but the cameraman they know.
제가 방송 녹화를 해야 하는데.
I needed to get do recording.
목사님 이쪽으로 얼굴 대세요.
Oh, pastor put your face here.
지금 반창고가 많아서.
Because you have too much bandages on this side.
이 카메라 요즘 너무 눈이 좋아가지고.
Because the cameras are very sharp these days.
이제 지금은 거의 다 나았어요.
But now I'm pretty much all healed.
신기한 건데.
The amazing thing is.
저희 교회 그 의사는 정형외과 박사인데.
The doctor at my church is an orthopedic doctor.
정형외과가 더 편안하겠어요.
But he was better than a cosmetic surgeon.
아 이게 저 정성이 이런 거구나.
And so that's what sincerity is. I realized.
불빛 봐도 얼마나 갈는지 잘 모르겠어요.
But if I get sunlight again, I don't know how long this is going to last.
뭐 끌고 내다 바다 하다 안 그러면 얼굴 새카매지든지.
And so if I keep scraping it off, my face might get darker and darker.
그런 일이 나겠지요.
And something may happen.
이런 일들은 정확하게 알아요.
And so people know about these things very well.
제가 햇빛만 피하면 되는 줄 알았는데.
I thought all I needed to was just get out of the sunlight.
그러니까 전기 조명도 굉장히 얼굴을 상쾌한데.
But even the electric light is also very bad for the skin.
그 매일 조명 앞에 서니까.
And I stand in the spotlight every day.
아, 그렇구나.
I realized, oh, that's right.
의사가 얘기했어요.
And then the doctor said.
옛날 사람 이런 일이 절대 없었습니다.
You know, people long time ago never experienced something like
왜냐하면
this.
왜냐하면 옛날에는 다 어려서 죽기 때문에.
Because long time ago, people all died young.
오래 살아야 60인데.
And so at most, people would live to 60. 60, you know, they would die before that could happen to their face. But since we live long, all kinds of problems come about. To live long, I guess I got to go through things like this. I'm sorry, if you live long like me and go out in the sun a lot, this may also happen to you too. But I hope that it doesn't.
자, 이런 것들은 정확하게.
So about these kinds of things, we know very well.
어느 누구 하나.
But there's not one person.
이 여자가 정말 무서운 쪽으로 마음이 끌려가는.
And this woman's heart is being dragged to a very fearful place.
이 여자나 그 남편은 내 마음 왜 그렇게 된 원인을.
And so this woman or her husband, they have no idea why her heart's going this way.
모든 병의 원인을 알아도.
Even though you know the cause of all sicknesses.
모든 병의 치료한 방법은 알아.
Even though you know how to treat all sicknesses.
마음의 세계를 정확히 아는 법.
But if you don't know the exact world of the heart.
저는 자주 이야기합니다.
And so I often say.
이 성경이 너무 놀랍습니다.
The Bible is so amazing.
저는 성경을 읽었어요.
I read the Bible.
한 번 읽고.
I read it once.
열 번 읽고.
10 times.
스무 번 읽고.
20 times.
서른 번 읽고.
30 times.
처음엔 성경 너무 재미가 없었는데.
At first I read the Bible, it was no fun.
아, 이건 마음의 세계를 이야기하는.
Ah, this is talking about the world of the heart.
그 마음에 관한 걸 많은 걸 성경에서 알아.
And so through the Bible, I learned many things about the heart.
악령이 사람 마음을 어떻게 끌어가는지.
How the evil spirit leads people's hearts.
어디에서 벗어나는지.
How we become freed from it.
어떻게 막을 수 있는지.
How we can stop it.
성경은 정확.
And the Bible is very precise.
어느 날 저희들 교회에 이런 이야기했습니다.
One day at my church we were talking about this.
한국에 지금 이혼율이 30%를 훨씬 넘었어요.
Right now the divorce rate in Korea has surpassed 30%.
근데 저희들 교회는
But at our church
이혼율이 0.5%도 안 됩니다.
The divorce rate is not even 0.5%.
여러분 30%라 그러면은 1000명이라고 계산했을 때 300명이 이혼한다.
And so 30% means that 300 people out of 1000 get divorced.
저희들 0.5%라면
But at our church it's 0.5%.
1000명에 5명이라면
It's 5 out of 1000.
만약 저희들 교회가 아닌 다른 교회에 있었더라면 295명은 이혼을 안 할 수 있었는데 이혼했다.
And so in terms of the world if they were in our church 295 of them got divorced when they didn't have to.
제가 우리 IY 박사님 마인드 강의를 하고 난 뒤에
After I give mind lectures to our students
학생들의 삶이 현저하게 달라지는 거예요.
I see the students' lives clearly changing.
똑같이 인생을 살면서
Even though you go through the life the same thing
다른 사람이 넘어가지 못한 세계를 넘어가
They go over the worlds that other people are unable to go over.
그런 일들이 참 많이 있어요.
And these kinds of things happen often.
우리 굿뉴스코로 남아오에 다루네 형제 하나
There's a brother who went to South Africa for Good News Corps.
이 형제는 기계 회사에 취직을
And this brother got a job at a machine company.
그 회사 많은 기계들을 만드는데
And that company builds many machines.
외국에서 바이어들이 종종 기계를 사러 와요.
But from abroad, the buyers come to buy the machines.
이 형제가 그 바이어들에게 이제 영어를 좀 잘하기 때문에 이제 그 면담을 하고 그 이야기
And this brother, he deals with the buyers because he's good at English and he counsels them.
어느 날 바이어가 사장에게 이런 얘기를
했어요. And one day the buyer said to the CEO,
내가 이 회사 오거든.
When I come to this company,
난 저 청년하고 꼭 상담하도록
해. I want to deal only with that young man.
나한테 너무 잘해.
He is so good to me.
사장 회장님 깜짝 놀랐어요.
And the CEO was shocked.
근데 그 한 사람이 그런 게 아니고.
And it wasn't just one buyer saying that.
두 명, 세 명,
2, 3.
이제 어떤 형제는 IYF 군인수과 출신인데
And there's another brother who's an IYF graduate.
그 회장이 그 회사 임원 모임에 참석하라고
And told him to attend the director's meeting of that company.
너는 생각이 달라 깊어.
The way you think is different. It's deep.
그래서 너는 꼭 임원 모임에 참석해.
So you have to come to our director's meeting.
앞으로 이 회사를 너에게 맡길게.
And in the future, we're going to give this company to you.
이제 마음의 세계를 아는 사람들이 보면.
And when the people who know the world of the heart see these things.
마음의 교육을 마음 세계를 배우는 전혀 다른.
People who have learned the education, the world of the heart are completely different.
도망하는 것도 그렇고.
You know, whether it be gambling or whether whether they study or whether they farm.
제 손자들이 미국에 와가지고.
And so my grandchildren came from America. I wanted to put them to hard work.
그래서 제가 성주에 우리 형제가 하는 참외 농장 있나?
And there's a brother in Sungju who runs a melon farm.
내가 그 형제 물어봤어.
And so I told that brother.
내가 참외 농장에 오면 할 일이 있느냐?
And is there any work to be done at the melon farm?
아, 예, 많습니다.
He said yes, there's a lot.
무슨 일이 있느냐?
What work?
참외 따는 일 있다.
You have to pluck the melons.
아, 그럼 참외 따러 오면 참외 따게 해주겠냐고?
Oh really? If we come to pluck the melons, are you going to let us do it?
그래서 손자들 데리고 참외 따러.
And so I took my grandkids to pluck the melons there.
5시 밤부터 참외를 따.
From 5:30 in the morning, we plucked the melons.
비닐하우스가 굉장히 더워서.
And in the greenhouse, it was very hot.
해가 뜨니까 못 딴다.
When the sun rose, we couldn't do it anymore.
다시 한 8시 반까지 땄어.
And so they plucked a melons from 5:30 to 8:30.
그 형제가 이야기를.
And then that brother told me.
자기는 이 참외 농장에서 제가 있는 성주에서 4천 가구가 참외 농사 짓는다.
He says in Sungju there are 44,000 families like his who run melon farms.
근데 자기가 이야기를 해요.
And but he tells me.
자기 한때 방탄 술주정뱅이였다.
And at one point in his life he was a riotous drunkard.
아버지께서 먼저 죄 사함을 받고 구원을 받.
His father first received the forgiveness of sins and salvation.
아버지가 자기를 구원받기를 막 했는데 아버지 싫어하고 말을 안 들었다.
And the father tried very hard to have his son receive salvation, but he didn't listen. He didn't like it.
아버지 돌아가시기 얼마 전에 자기가 죄 사함을.
But not long before the father passed away, he received the forgiveness of sins.
너무 너무 기뻤어.
And he was so happy.
참외 농사를 짓는데.
And then he started to do melon farming.
마음에 새겨나니까.
Because he knows the world of the heart.
다른 사람이 상상할 수 없는 생각을.
He can think of things other people cannot imagine.
이야기를 했습니다.
And then he said.
원래는 참외가 굉장히 어려움이 있었다고.
You know, this year he had a lot of hardships with melons, he said.
2월달 추위가 너무 추워서.
Because in February it was so cold.
그래서 비닐하우스에 있는 그 대부분의 참외가 얼어 죽었다.
Most of the melons in the greenhouse froze to death.
근데 자기는 자기 그 참외는 하나도 안 얼었어.
But none of his melons froze to death.
왜?
Why?
그 추위를 이길 만큼의 필요한 영양분을 참외에게 줘.
He supplied the nutrients enough for the melons to overcome the cold.
다른 농장에 참외가 안 되니까.
Because the other farms were unable to save their melons.
자기 참외 농장의 값이 올라가시.
It raised the prices for the melons from his farm.
이분은 1년에 자기 참외 농장의 수입이 약 2억에서 2억 5천쯤 되는데.
He makes from $200,000 to $250,000 a year from selling melons.
우리 손자들이 가서 한 2시간, 3시간 일했는데.
And my grandkids went there and worked for about 2 or 3 hours.
우리 손자 하나에게 5만 원씩이나 줬어.
He gave $50 to each one of my grandkids.
아이들 돈을 가지고 있어.
And he has money.
야, 무슨 돈이야?
And what money is that?
그 아저씨가 줬어.
Oh, that man gave it to us.
그 동네 사람들 깜짝 놀란 거야.
And people of the village, they're so shocked with him.
자기 집에다 상담실을 만.
At his house, he made a counseling room.
참외에 대해서 많은 사람이 배우러 와요.
And many people come and learn to him, learn from him about melons.
그들 이제 참외에 대해 가르쳐 줍니다.
And he teaches them about melons.
이런 비료를 쓰면.
You know, if you use this kind of fertilizer.
이분이 참외를 어떻게 하면?
And what he does with the melons is.
참외는 뿌리가 굉장히 약하대요.
The melons have very weak roots.
근데 호박은 뿌리가 굉장히 튼튼하대요.
But pumpkins have very strong roots.
그래도 호박은 이렇게 커도 뿌리가 튼튼해 문제가 안 된다.
And so even the pumpkins get very big because they have strong roots, it's not a problem.
참외는 뿌리가 약하기 때문에 커지지가 않는다.
But the melons have weak roots, so they don't get big.
그래서 이제 이분은 농사를 지을 때.
And so when he farms,
밭에도 호박도 심고 참외도 심.
In the farm, in the fields, he farms pumpkins and melons.
심어요.
And so he plants them at the same place.
그러면 어느 정도 자라면.
And after they grow a little bit.
날카로운 칼로.
With a sharp knife.
호박을 딱 끊어요.
He cuts off the pumpkin.
호박 뿌리에다가 참외 순을 접을 붙여.
And then grafts on the stems of the melon to the pumpkin roots.
그 뿌리는 호박이라 튼튼한데.
And so the root is from a pumpkin, so they're strong.
뿌리는 참외라 참외가 달려.
But the vines are melons, so if they bring melons.
참외가 커지기 시작해.
So the melons get big.
잘 익기 시작해.
And they ripen well.
매일 하나님이 지혜를 주시니.
God gives them wisdom every day.
그리고 많은 농민들이 자에게 배우러 와요.
And so many farmers come to learn from him.
그리고 공짜로 가르쳐 줘요.
And he teaches them for free.
그러면서 어떻게 이런 걸 알았냐.
And they ask him, how did you figure this out?
성경 이야기를 해요.
And he tells them about the Bible.
그 사람들로 죄 사함을 받아.
And they also receive the forgiveness of sins.
작년 한 해 동안 자에 세 사람이나 죄산 받고는 자기 교회랑 같이 일한 사람들.
And last year, 3 people received the forgiveness of sins through him, and they come to church with him and work with him.
지금 이 여자가 우리가 눈으로 볼 때
And this woman, when we see with our eyes,
악한 영으로 끌려간 정확하게 보여.
It's clear that she's being led by the evil spirit.
근데 그 여자는 그걸 몰랐어.
But this woman had no idea.
대부분의 사람은 그걸 잘 몰라.
And most people don't know this very well.
그러니까 이제 그 악한 영이 우리 가지고 노는 거.
And so the evil spirit just toys with us.
여러분 그래서 참 많은 사람들이 불행을.
And that's why so many people become miserable.
어느 날 이런 생각합니다.
One day this woman thought,
내가 우리 딸을 죽여야 돼.
I have to kill my daughter.
이렇게 고생 안 시키면 죽는 게 나아.
Rather than to suffer like this, she's better off dead.
자기 딸을 죽이기로 마음을.
She made up her mind to kill her daughter.
무서운 것은
scary thing was
악령은 참 잔인합니다.
The evil spirit is very vicious.
거기서 그치지 않아.
It didn't stop there.
어느 날 생각이 돌아요.
And one day another thought came to her.
그놈도 죽여야 돼.
He too should die.
누구?
Who?
자기 남편.
Her husband.
우리 예쁜 아기.
My precious baby.
정말 못된 여자 데리고 와서.
And he's gonna bring in that wicked woman.
우리 예쁜 아이를 괴롭힐 그놈도 죽여.
And torture my little baby. He too should die.
여러분 이건 어디까지 생각인데?
This is all happening in our thoughts.
자기가 죽지도 않았고.
She's not dead yet.
남편 딴 여자 얻은 것도 아니고.
The husband has not gotten a new woman.
그 여자를 괴롭히도 않았는데.
And that woman did not abuse her daughter.
그런 생각.
But she was having these kinds of thoughts.
어느 날 남편 퇴근할 시간.
And one day, the time for husband to come home. The wife picked up a big kitchen knife. And she was trembling behind the door. The husband in his hands were food that he had bought for his wife and he was coming home. She stabbed the husband's stomach. The husband died on the spot. And she killed her baby right there on the spot. And she tried to kill herself too. And she wounded her face badly. And she cut off her left hand. And she was taken by the police.
악한 영이
the evil spirit
사람 이렇게 비참하게 만들어 놨어.
Made people this pitiful.
그래서 지금도 제가 사람들 대화해 보면
And even now when I talk with people
악한 영이 이끄는 걸 아는데
I could tell the evil spirit is leading them.
사람들이 그건 잘 모르고
But people don't know that very well.
참 많은 사람들이
And so many people
어리석게 끌려다
They are being dragged around so foolishly.
여러분 마인드 세계 마음의 세계 반드시 배워요.
And so you have to learn the world of the heart.
여러분 몸에 대한 것도 알아야 할 필요가 있겠죠.
You have to learn things about the body.
마음의 세계를 잘 모르면
If you don't know the world of the heart,
행복해야 하는데
You should be happy.
기뻐야 하는데
You should be joyful.
잘나야 하는데
And you should be doing well.
그렇게 비참한 불행을 겪는 사람들이 많습니다.
But there are so many people who end up going through this kind of misery.
다시 얘기하지만
Once again,
오늘 한국에 자살한 사람이 참 많습니다.
There are so many people in Korea who commit suicide.
대부분 자살은 자기 자신의 판단에 대지 않습니다.
And most people who commit suicide, it doesn't go well according to their own judgment.
악한 영의 끌림을 받는 것입니다.
They're being dragged by the evil spirit.
제가 만난 많은 사람 가운데서
Among the many people that I met,
자기가 자살해야겠다고 생각한 사람 많이 만났어요.
I met a lot of people who thought that they should commit suicide.
참 많은 사람 거기서
And I saw many people becoming freed from it.
중요한 건 그런 어두운 악한 영이.
Important thing is that kind of dark evil spirit.
너무 간교한 마음으로 인간을 속여서.
It's so deceiving and it deceives people's hearts.
아니할 집을 슬프게 하고.
And it brings a family into sadness.
불행하지 아니할 집을 불행하게 하고.
It makes a family who should not be miserable miserable.
하나님을 알면서.
But as we get to know God.
참 많은 악한 영에서 벗어난 사람.
There are many people become freed from the evil spirit.
어떤 한 분이었어. 이런 일이 있었습니다.
This also happened.
우리 형제가 목사님 제 여동생을 좀 이야기를 해 주십시오.
And this pastor said to me, Pastor, talk to my younger sister.
그래가지고 그 여동생을 데리고 왔어.
And so he brought his younger sister.
여동생하고 저하고 이제 이야기를 하는데.
And I spoke with that younger sister.
여동생이 말했어요.
And the younger sister said,
목사님 저한테 얘기하지 마세요.
Pastor, don't talk to me.
저 많은 목사님 만나지 안 돼요.
You know, I've met a lot of pastors. Nothing's gonna work.
내버려 두세요.
Just leave me alone.
그랬어요.
That's what she said.
제가 이제 성경을 폈습니다.
And I opened the Bible.
여기 좀 읽어보세요.
Okay, why don't you read this? I said.
너무 웃기는 게.
Yeah, but the funny thing was.
막 내버려 두라고 그렇게 소리치던 여자.
And she was yelling at us, "Leave me alone! Leave me alone!"
30초도 안 됐는데.
In less than 30 seconds.
코를 고 자고 있어요.
She was snoring and she'd fallen asleep.
이해가 안 갔어요.
I couldn't understand.
근데 아 여기 이것 좀 보세요.
I said, "Look, look, look here." She says, I don't want it. She started yelling.
그러니 우리가 마시는 음료수를 발로 차서 막 온 밤 음료수 다.
And then there were drinks that we were drinking. She kicked it, and it was all over the floor.
시끄럽다.
And she started yelling, "It's too loud."
남편이 깜짝 놀랐어.
And her husband was shocked.
너 미쳤나?
You crazy?
아니야, 잠깐만 돌아보.
And I said, "Hey, hold on."
가만히 돌아.
And just keep still. And we kept her still.
남편이 경찰관인데.
And her husband was a police officer.
자네 3일만 휴가 수 있나?
I told him, "Can you get 3 days off?"
예, 됐습니다.
Yes, he said.
3일 휴가로 들어갔어.
And he took 3 days off.
뭐 회사 전화하더니 됐습니다.
And he called his work. He said, "Okay, I got 3 days off."
그래서 그 남편하고 그 부인을 옆에 제가 있는 그 집회하는 바 있는 그 옆 방에 눕게 했어.
And so her husband and the wife, they stayed in the room next to ours for that conference.
그 부인에게 자세히 악령에 대한 설명을 했고.
And I explained to that lady about the evil spirit.
기회가 있는 대로 기도해 주었어.
And whenever I had time, I prayed for her.
내가 막 기도하는 막 아 시끄럽다 그러고.
And whenever I would pray, she said it's too loud.
기도 못하게 방해.
And she would distract us from praying.
어느 날.
But one day.
속에 악령이 말했어.
The evil spirit inside said.
너 나가야 돼.
You have to get out.
내일 나갈게.
I'll get out tomorrow.
누구 만들어 내일 당장 나가.
Says who? Get out right now.
제가 소리 지르겠어.
I yelled at her.
막 울어요.
And she started crying.
그리고 그날 오후에 내가 어디 좀 갔다 왔는데.
And that afternoon I came back from somewhere.
그 부부가 그 바깥 그 꽃밭 곁에 앉아서 이야기를.
And that couple was out by the garden. They were talking.
악령이 떠나고.
The evil spirit had left.
그 다음 마음을 찾았어.
And she had a clean heart.
그 부인은 남편 직장에 나온 매일 악령하고 이야기.
And that lady, after her husband would go to work, she would talk with the evil spirit every day.
악령하고 이야기한 사람 전에 있었는지 모르겠지만.
Maybe there's some people here who speak with the evil spirits.
한국에 악령하고 지금 대화하는 사람이 참 많아.
In Korea, there's a lot of people who converse with the evil spirits.
정확하게 우리를 속여 나가는.
And they precisely deceive us.
그래서 이번 주간은 여러분들이 악령에 대해서 자세히 배우면.
And so during this week, if you learn precisely about the evil spirits,
그게 넘어질지 않고 속지
You will not be deceived by it. You will not fall to it. And you can block the misery.
여러분 잘 안 될 때,
and if you can't do it so well,
성경을 잘 아는 분이나 목사님을 찾아가서,
go to a pastor who knows the Bible well and talk to him.
그래서 이런 분은 기본을 배우면,
and so when you learn the basics of these things,
분명히 여러분 속에 일어난 생각 가운데서,
surely of the thoughts that arise inside of you,
생각의 차이를 알 수가 있어.
You can know the difference of thoughts.
내가 하는 생각은
the thoughts that you have
내 마음에 일어난 생각 가운데서
of the thoughts that arise in your heart
어떤 내가 내 마음에 나는 같지만
some thoughts look like they're coming up from your heart
난 도박을 안 하는데 안 하려고 자꾸 도박하게 한다
you know, you try not to gamble but you continually gamble
난 마약을 안 하려고 마약하게 한다
you say I don't want to do drugs but you continue doing drugs
내 생각 다른 생각을 끌어
And you're being led by thoughts that are not your thoughts. And when you're being dragged down by those kinds of thoughts,
한쪽만 마음에 집착하지 말고.
Don't focus your heart just to one side.
거기서 다른 생각을 한번 해보세요.
But think of other things from it.
제일 좋은 것은
the best thing is
하나님의 종을 찾아서
go to the servant of God.
악령에 대해서 배우고
and learn about the evil spirits.
알면
and when you get to know about it,
악령에게 속지 아니할 수.
You will not be deceived by the evil spirits.
사람 한편 살면서
as a person goes through life,
누구든지간에 그런 악령에 끌림 받아 그런 유혹이 여러분 있는데.
And the people have many temptations to be dragged by the evil spirits.
잘 못 넘기고 불행 속에 빠진 사람들.
But there are many people who are unable to overcome it and fall into misery.
여러분들이 악령이 있다는 것을 인정해야 합니다.
You know, you have to acknowledge that there is the evil spirit.
악령 우리 속에 마음으로 생각을 넣는다고도.
And you have to know that the evil spirit puts thoughts inside of our hearts.
어떤 사람은 얘기합니다.
Some people say.
뭐 내가 아버지께 잘하려고 하는데.
I'm trying to be good to my father.
아버지 만나면 갑자기 막 화가 나요.
But when I see my father, all of a sudden I get angry.
그 자기 생각이 아니.
That's not his own thought.
내가 정말 성실하게 살려고 하는데.
And I'm trying to live diligently.
갑자기 문제 나지 막 내 생 마음이 달라.
All of a sudden I have these problems and my heart changes.
서로 여러분들 이번 캠프 기간 이야기 나누면서.
As you talk to one another during this camp.
악령에 속지 않는 사람.
I hope that you will be people not deceived by the evil spirit.
여러분의 힘으로 악령을 이길 수 없으니까.
And with your own strength, you cannot overcome the evil spirit.
예수님의 은혜를 입으면.
If you receive the grace of Jesus.
너무 신기한 것은.
The very amazing thing is.
악령은 예수님의 이름 앞에 꼼짝을 못.
The evil spirit cannot do anything in the name of Jesus.
저도 그 예수님의 이름으로 예수님 믿기 때문에.
I too, through the name of Jesus and because I believe in Jesus.
악령에 빠지 않을 수 있었고.
I was able to not fall to the evil spirit.
악령에 빠지 않도록 건져낼 수도 있었어.
I was able to pull people out from the evil spirit.
다만 여러분 인생 속에
It's just that inside of your life,
많은 악령의 어둠이나 불행을 가져올지라도
many evil spirit may bring misery and sadness.
하나님의 은혜를 입어서
receive the grace of God.
그게 빠지 않고
I hope that you will not fall to it.
밝고 소망치 않은 삶을 살게 되기를 바랍니다.
I hope that you will live the bright, hopeful life.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 아버지.
Our Holy Father God.
성경을 통해서.
Through the Bible.
악령에 대한 이야기를 해주셨습니다.
You spoke to us about the evil spirit.
그런 더러운 영에 이끌리지 않도록.
So that we may not be led by that dirty spirit.
예수님 함께 하시고.
May Jesus be with us so that we may overcome it. And Lord, may you bless us.
우리가 정말 복되고 영광스럽게 살도록 축복해 주옵소서.
And bless us for us to live in glory and blessing.
감사합니다.
We thank you.
예수님 이름으로 기도합니다.
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
감사합니다.
Thank you everyone.